Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and it's Monday, so what's trending on social media? Well, John Travolta grabbing Idina Menzel's chin and other parts of Scarlett Johansson. Then there was Patricia Arquette accepting her Oscar for Best Supporting Actress and calling for equal pay for women. Meryl Streep looked like she was going to hoist a placard, and it also launched a Twitter frenzy. The Oscars, of course, top the list of things people are talking about online. Rachel Zarrell is news editor at BuzzFeed and joins us from New York. And Rachel, what else did you notice?
One of the really big things that happened at the Oscars last night was that Joan Rivers and Elaine Stritch were left out of the In Memoriam segment, also Dorothy Parker. People were feeling really angry about the fact that they seemed to be snubbed.
Well, Elaine Stritch, such a beloved actress,
right,
also associated with Broadway. But
Joan Rivers has been in 31 movies.
I hadn't thought of that, because you think of her as being the red carpet person,
mm-hmm,
which is an affiliation with the Oscars as well. So people upset about that. What else were they talking about during the show?
One thing that people were talking about was J.K. Simmons gave a really heartwarming speech when he won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Whiplash.
He was the abusive music teacher, yes.
Yeah, very scary. And so he went up and gave a really heartwarming speech where he was talking about how wonderful a parent his wife was and talking about his parents, too.
And then he made this appeal. It sounded like off the cuff. Let's listen.
Call your mom, everybody. I'm told it's like a billion people or so. Call your mom, call your dad. If you're lucky enough to have a parent or two alive on this planet, call them. Don't text, don't email. Call them on the phone. Tell them you love them and thank them and listen to them for as long as they want to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you.
And there were a lot of serious moments last night, people talking about women's rights and civil rights after the song Glory won for Best Song. But that was a lovely moment, too.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Okay, so that's the Oscars. But you're also seeing something out of North Carolina show up on social media. What's that?
People are talking about the superbug. It's the same superbug that's thought to have contributed to two deaths in Los Angeles. It's now being reported in North Carolina, possibly being linked to two deaths there. The bug is CRE, and it's frightening people a bit.
Yeah. And as we've said, and whenever we've reported on this, this superbug, CRE, is not considered a threat to most healthy people in Los Angeles. It was thought it was transmitted during endoscopic procedures. So there is that. But you're seeing on social media people concerned that it's shown up apparently in North Carolina.
Right. Some people are saying that maybe they should have disposable endoscopic equipment. One lawmaker is asking the FDA if they will look at their procedures and what they're doing to prevent other patients from contracting this and dying. So this is one of the things that people are talking about today.
Okay, so that's taken to social media. And one last story that you've noticed. This one's out of Georgia.
Right. There's one story people are talking about coming out of Georgia that is the only woman on death row is set to be executed on February 25th. The woman is named Kelly Gissendaner, and she was accused and convicted of hiring her boyfriend to kill her husband. You know, they tried to stage it like it was a robbery. And so the next day she went on TV and was saying, oh, we're looking for her husband. And so people are sort of comparing it to Gone Girl, that it has some similarities to Gone Girl.
Okay. But a very real-life, serious storyline, Georgia getting ready to execute Kelly Gissendaner.
It would be the first woman executed in Georgia since 1945.
Okay. We'll leave you on that serious note of stories that are reverberating on social media on this Monday. Rachel Zarrell, news editor at BuzzFeed, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.